Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another hip and happening episode of B2B Breakfast to Business with your morning girl, Bea Lim. You know that I'm also the managing director of Team Asia, and we are here to talk shop, we are here to talk life, we are here to talk real, and we're here to talk advocacy because that is what we do on a fabulous Wednesday morning. Ladies and gents, we are back in November with a very, very, very special episode, super close to our hearts because we talk about our very own corporate social responsibility. Team Asia has always been rooted in the belief that education, universal access to education, can really make a difference in a community, in a country's life. Para po talaga sa amin, education is something that's very important, something that's very vital, not only in, you know, providing a beautiful future for our children, but also to give them the hope and inspiration to be able to catch their dreams and make it happen. And yes, today we talk about our very own My Dream in a Shoebox. And oh my goodness, we are already venturing into our 13th year of this amazing, beautiful, and uplifting corporate social responsibility program. And we wanted to talk about what we're doing differently or something new for this year. And of course, last year, I just wanted to share with everybody that when we talked about actually our corporate social responsibility, we were really in the middle of the pandemic. We were wondering, how are we actually going to push forward with My Dream in a Shoebox, where we, you know, repurpose old school supplies, wrap it up in old shoeboxes, and present them as gifts to our children. How could we do that when, you know, there were so many restrictions in place? There were a lot of changes in our educational system. Our students were actually doing blended learning already. But more importantly, we were worried, how could we reach our communities and students in the far-flung areas where it was really hard for us to navigate through logistics. But you know, guys, when there is a will, honestly, there is a way. And we are only able to do that when we have fabulous partners that are, you know, one with us in that mission. And we are so very, very, very blessed to actually have an amazing partner that has been with us for the past couple of years, not only helping us with this mission, but have truly inspired us and have given us multiple ways to support the Filipino children community the best way we can, which is through education and hope. Yes, nagbibigay na po ako ng hint. So as you guys know, you know, the initiative of My Dream in a Shoebox, here in Team Asia, we are able to empower the youth across the country by providing them the necessary tools that they need to chase their bigger dreams. Yes, we are still in a pandemic year, but you know, it doesn't mean that the tools of the trade before can be the tools of the trade today. So we are changing it up with our amazing partner because they gave us hope to make sure that even through the second pandemic year, we are able to navigate through the needs of our children, especially with education. So, hanggat may batang nangangarap sa Pilipinas, magkakaroon po talaga ng My Dream in a Shoebox, whatever normal we're going to have. And joining me in this episode for this morning is truly one of our favorite people in the whole wide world. They are our partner foundation who have really been an inspiration and a fabulous rock and pillar in making this mission of empowering the youth continue and thrive despite the now normal. He is a veterinary surgeon and Forbes Asia's Hero of Philanthropy in 2016. He is all over social media because everybody loves him and he has really inspired so many different people. He is the co-founder of Yellow Boat of Hope Foundation, truly inspiring and giving hope not only to the lives of the children he touches and of course the pets that he saves the lives of, but more importantly, partners like Team Asia, partners like me who want to make a difference in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc Anton Lim. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here. And thank you for inviting me to your program. And we're very excited to tell you what we've been doing these past 2 years.
Nako, Doc, I'm very excited also because like what we said before, you know, with all of the different summits that you've invited us, hope sails, right? And, yeah. You know, there is no storm, there is no challenge that can actually storm their way into our mission. And that's why we felt, you know, that it is high time that we brought you back to our B2B Breakfast to Business to talk about actually our joint efforts with My Dream in a Shoebox and Yellow Boat of Hope. So Doc, before we go into our episode for today where we talk about, you know, chasing dreams in the now normal, I just wanted to check in first, Doc Anton. How are you going? How are you doing? And how is Yellow Boat of Hope going, you know, in our second pandemic year? Kamusta po?
Okay naman, we've never been busier. We're lucky that even before there was a COVID-19, there was already the yellow boat virus. And it infected a lot of people all over the country. So we're very lucky that we have lead implementers, hope paddlers on the ground. So when the pandemic happened, yes, of course, we were worried at first. But we cannot stop. We got help asking, we get messages asking for help from our community that we thought are already okay, suddenly messaging you saying that they need help because of the blended learning. So what we did was to schedule a Hope Zoomit. We call it the Hope Zoomit. We gathered everyone and listened to all the teachers. And we found out that because of the blended learning, there's a lot of printing of modules. And we were worried at that time because there was a pandemic. We don't know if our funders and if our donors would be so open in donating because of, you know, how it is. They have to take care of their own employees first. They have to take care of their own family. And business was not good. But lo and behold, when we broached the idea to them, we've never been busier. They've been asking us what they can do, and we were able to give printing solutions. That's from a risograph, a Xerox machine, or a printer, depending on the size of the school, to all our adapted schools. And our adapted schools since then have grown to over 120 now and counting. We were just at less than 90 when we started. Now there's just been a lot of schools that we've been in touch, and of course as we go, our responsibility grows also. So we're very lucky that we have good organizations like Team Asia supporting us even in a pandemic year. So we're very happy with that. And you and I have been working on so many things. If it's at Team Asia, it's with the Hamlin family and even your the other side of the family. So everybody is chipping in, and we're very, very, very humbled and proud to have you on our side.
Nako, Doc Anton, the feeling is absolutely mutual. We are so inspired by everything that we do together. But more importantly, Doc Anton, I mean, you know, I love what you said earlier about just bringing everybody and listening in. Because, you know, I recall even pre-pandemic, whenever we would meet, even if it's just through phone or even our meetings, and even when, you know, I was able to attend your Hope Summit, the key that I could really feel in your community, like what you said, the yellow boat virus, right, was because everybody was there to listen. Everybody had a story to tell. But more importantly, everybody was there to listen to the stories shared. And the stories actually, you know, came with, yes, this is what we need, but there's also this passion and vigor that we're going to make it happen. So, you know, it's not just about being able to see what our communities need, but it's actually also an environment where we can all come up with solutions. And that's why, you know, I really feel that no matter what happens, kahit na madami po tayong challenges out there, as long as there's a will or hope, right, there really truly is a way for us to be able to push it forward. Doc Anton, my first question actually for you, right, that I really wanted to, you know, to broach the topic and get more people aware. You already said it earlier. For those people actually who are not aware, Doc Anton can talk about it a little bit more. But Yellow Boat of Hope, the community actually, we have implementers all over, right? The Philippines, especially in communities that we think we cannot reach, right? Really the far-flung area. So they have hope paddlers all over the Philippines. And they're the ones who are able to tell us what's happening on ground. So Doc Anton, I know that, you know, COVID-19 is there. Vaccination programs are well underway. But, you know, the pandemic is still very real. There are still a lot of things that are shifting in our different communities, right? I wanted to quickly check in with you. What is the situation on ground based on what right now, right? Based on what Yellow Boat of Hope and your hope paddlers are seeing or experiencing in their communities?
Well, we're lucky in the sense that a lot of our communities are far-flung communities. Having said that, they're far away from the virus also. So a lot of them, well, they have heard about the virus because we ask our hope paddlers to explain that, because as we know, knowledge is really can save lives. So they know that there's such thing as COVID, but they don't feel it, except that when there's lockdowns and it's all over, and even them, they would experience that access problem with their food and other things. But one thing that that really changed the landscape is really the hunger issue. Because of the frequent lockdowns, their supplies won't be able to get to the market. And for the starting, for the first few months, it was really that hunger. And of course, the education, because of the blended learning, even if they have not heard about COVID cases in their area, because DepEd said there's no face-to-face. So all the provinces, including our far-flung areas, were faced with that. And again, connectivity is a problem. During normal times nga, wala na nga silang connection, di ba? Wala silang Wi-Fi. Even if there's a weak signal, they don't have access to it. So that's when we listened to them, we heard them, and we started with printing solutions. Yun yung pinaka-basic because they have to produce modules. So our boats from transporting kids from their locality to the school became a transport medium for the teachers to send the modules and retrieve the modules. So that's why we are hats off talaga to our teachers, kasi grabe yung challenges talaga sa kanila. Because of the blended learning, of course, walang face-to-face, they have to deliver. They have to deliver these modules. They have to go to school. So a lot of challenges for them. And on top of everything that they do, suddenly naging kwan pa sila, naging messenger. So mahirap yun, di ba? So hindi pa, at that time, some are just starting to get vaccinated. So it's really a big challenge for them. And kaya sabi namin sa Yellow Boat, our heroes are really, our champions are really the teachers. Grabe yung sakripisyo nila. And we're happy that in spite of all of that, like you have said, they don't just ask, eh. They look for local solutions. And sometimes the best solutions are those that are found in the locality. Yung mga nanays, they find ways of doing it. Yun yung maganda sa Yellow Boat, because we don't start a community unless we have local implementers on the ground. And having said that, we have local formulated solutions also. So yun yung maganda. Yeah. So it's really a bottom-up approach. And we're just there to support them in whatever their need.
Absolutely. No, Doc Anton, I think that's actually, my personal favorite part actually of Yellow Boat is that we have a very grassroots, strong foundation where, you know, it's not just about being able to help communities, but it's really knowing what they need because the implementers are on ground. Yeah. So when we say we know the pulse, really know how the community is breathing. I mean, on that note to our listeners, you know, Doc Anton and I spent many, many times on Zoom last year because I was really at a loss as to how we could continue with my dream in a shoebox. Doc Anton and Yellow Boat has been our partner for so long. And, you know, I think that one of the issues that we really had, Doc Anton, was how could we... Yeah. how could we bring the school supplies to our children? Like what you said, the teachers are there, the passion is real, but we were one of the programs that could supply the educational materials and we just didn't know how. But because of our local implementers, you know, we suddenly, I have to say, despite the many challenges, the local solutions was, let us do it locally. We'll do the shoeboxes here locally. Let's spread the love and the cheer to the children the best way we know how, because they could only access what they could. And so, you know, it gave birth to a lot of different iterations, if I may say so myself, to My Dream in a Shoebox. Of course, we did, you know, learner skits, but also teacher skits, because this is what, you know, Yellow Boat and Doc Anton said that was really needed. The teachers also needed the support. And so for me, the local solutions, Doc Anton, is what really helps actually people like me, partners like Team Asia and other companies who have helped us, like National Bookstore has also been a strong partner of both My Dream in a Shoebox and Yellow Boat, to know exactly what is needed. You know, not just from a boardroom, but actually from the community, bottoms up, saying, this is what we need. How can we do it? Therefore, may results ka agad. Thank you so much for sharing that, Doc Anton. I do want to know what your thoughts are as we're moving, hopefully, right, into a post-COVID world. I know marami na po tayong ginagawa to get out of it. And we have, we've had taken a lot of stride already in vaccinating different communities and the like. What are your thoughts, Doc Anton, on face-to-face classes? Given your experience on ground, is it something that we see in the very near future in our Yellow Boat communities? And what are your thoughts on what we can do to help the transition, so to speak, into this module?
Yeah, like I've said, a lot of our communities are COVID-free, knock on wood, and may they stay the same. I think face-to-face should happen in those areas. It should not be a one-size-fits-all solution. It should be according to the actual situation on the ground. Because mahirap talaga yung module. A lot of times we deprive the parents of another source of income, because instead of two parents working for the family, they end up just one having one, because the father will have to stay home and help the kids, tutor the kids. And in a lot of our community, parents are not schooled. They just finished grade 2, grade 3. Sabi nga nila, paano to? Mas marunong pa yata yung anak ko kaysa sa akin, and how can I tutor him? So that's a big struggle. And even for mothers who are teachers, our teachers, hirap na hirap din sila. Kasi on top of all the things they have to do for school, they have to stay home and teach their own kids. So yun yung challenge dun. And we know how yung anxiety, yung mental anguish, you know, first time for me to hear mental health issues on our kids. Kasi na-lockdown sila, they have to stay inside. And sometimes they cannot understand, because they don't feel the presence of COVID, because they're really just so far away and they have no cases. So I think it really has to be localized on a case-to-case basis. A lot of our schools have only about less than 100 kids. So it's very easy for you to schedule them. So parang I think it's the best way to go, so that real learning can happen. In just 2 years, let me just share this. In just 2 years, a lot of our students have fallen back on their reading and numeracy skills. That's why when the teacher come in and teach them, some of them, even if they are on grade 3 already, their reading level is on grade 1. They cannot even read words, sentence, matchless, paragraph. And the worst thing there is comprehension. So we have done a lot of interventions, and we're very happy that Pratham, one of India's largest educational foundation, have partnered with us and AHA Learning Center in training our teachers. So we're now doing teaching at the right level. And in the Philippines, we call it the Teach Anywhere, because literally we're teaching everywhere. So a lot of innovations. Sabi nga nila, iterations is good, especially when it's forced upon you to innovate because you see children just dying to learn. I mean, they know education can change their lives. Their parents knows that. That's why they're doing everything, even sacrificing an income source to teach their kids. But mahirap eh. You're not trained to do that. We have nanay teacher trainings in some areas wherein we teach the parents on how to teach their kids. Even teach them how to turn certain corners in their houses into study centers. May mga ganyan. So ang galing, sabi ko, yung mga teachers namin, talagang they're offering out of the box solutions, and we cannot help but just support whatever they need. And that's where we did the Hope in a Box, wherein kahit nasa bahay sila, we bring activity kits to them just to keep that passion for learning, that creativity going even if there's pandemic. So we do that, and it's still in a shoebox and it's their creativity kits, coloring activity kits, just to get them busy and get their minds still functioning. So a lot of innovations, a lot of it's harder, but as you have said, if there's a will, there's a way. And if there's hope, nothing is impossible, really.
I love that. When there is hope, nothing is impossible. Doc Anton, first and foremost, congratulations on having those partnerships in place. I am so amazed at the different interventions you guys have done. I can only feel also the mental and emotional anguish, right, for our parents. First, you said, kanina, diba, we had issues on hunger. And then, of course, education. And then having to also make sure that we are able to continue with the education of our children. A lot of those things can really also affect our emotional well-being. But I'm so happy that interventions were put in place. I know, Doc Anton, mahirap yon. It hasn't been easy because there are so many other restrictions that were in place, right, for that to happen. But I do agree with you that having really a localized approach will really be a game changer.
Yeah.
Very quick question, Doc Anton, because you did mention it was your first time in the many years, Doc, that you've been doing this. Yeah, I was really touched that it was the first time that you also heard the mental health issues coming from our children. So I know, Doc, it's really hard because, you know, we're all experiencing the lockdown. It's not only our children experiencing the mental health issues, but I think everybody, we have all had our own journeys. How do you think education or the interventions that you mentioned earlier have helped, even in just a small way, address the mental health issues of our children in the communities?
Yeah, because when we, of course, we had to get the advice from our psychiatrist, psychologist to find the best way to do that. And they say just keep them busy, keep them busy and distract them into having a semblance of how it was before. So we thought of these kids have been in school, they've been writing, they have been coloring. So why not bring that back by you know, putting all their dreams in a box. So that's why we have this Hope in a Box, and it's coloring books and everything. Something just very simple, but something that it will distract their minds out of being trapped inside the house. So it was a very nice innovation. It was thought of by one of our lead implementer in Romblon. One night he called me up. He said, "Oh, I have this idea," because he saw this happening in his community, and he was thinking of doing a Hope in a Box. And we had a conversation from just a simple storybook. We said, "Oh, we'll incorporate activity kits. Then we have the math cards and everything." So it sort of just grew, and one community of 10, now we have given out close to 2,000 boxes already all over the Philippines, and these are very personalized. And having said that, it helped in the mental health of those who are giving also, because it, yeah, because these boxes, they have to wrap it before putting in the materials. So, nakakatuwa nga eh, yung ibang boxes may mga anime, yung ibang boxes sobrang girly, may mga roses dyan. Yung ibang box naman, mga K-pop naman. So, yung personality ng giver nandyan sa box. So, sabi nga nila, it helped us, you know, take our minds off the pandemic while we're doing this. So, it helped both ways eh. Sabi nga nila, di ba, in giving, you're actually helping, the giver is actually getting more than the recipient. And that's true. If you think about it, the mental health, you're helping your own mental health also by addressing the mental health of these kids. So, ang ganda. Really, giving can change a lot of things talaga. And scientifically, medically, alam natin, di ba, it releases endorphins. So, we should continue giving and make it a point to, you know, instead of popping pills, just give so that make use of your natural chemical hormones.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, Doc, this is such a beautiful story. I clearly remember that time when our lead implementer in Romblon also messaged us on Facebook, right? And said, hey, this is something that we are doing. Are you guys on board? And just the thought of I have to go back to the localized solutions. It was just an idea, like what you said, Doc, from 10 people to now 2,000 children who we are keeping busy and helping them address their own mental health issues. I mean, like what you said, there are so many things that are happening, but you know, if we are able to just give them some respite, right? You know, for just a little bit, then they are able to actually also move forward. And it's so true, ladies and gentlemen, what Doc Anton said, giving helps you. It's not just only the receiver that is uplifted, but you are uplifted. And I would like to share a very simple story. We've been supporting one community in Mindanao in Basilan with Yellow Boat of Hope. So it's been a community that Team Asia has been supporting for quite some time. And, you know, every year, Doc Anton and his team shares with us their report cards, right? Well, not report cards, their progress cards. And I clearly remember that, Doc Anton, last year, in the middle of, I think, very difficult times where, you know, how could we balance our balance sheets? You know, how can we make sure that we were able to continue pushing forward with the business? I saw one of our children holding up a card that says, thank you very much. It was just a card, you know, thank you very much for my materials. I want to be a teacher someday. And I remember that, Doc Anton, that was one of the things that made me go through the day, a very hard day that I had to do, because we were doing something for that kid who wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah.
If that kid, you know, in Basilan was able to smile and say, I love my materials, you know, I can make it and I will be a teacher someday, then whatever it is that we are doing here, you know, can happen. As long as we dream and as long as we have hope. Sabi niyo nga, Doc Anton, earlier, as long as you have hope, you know, everything is possible. Okay, no, before... Go ahead, Doc Anton.
Yeah, actually, what we're doing in our daily grind is to give us a purpose, you know, why we're doing this.
Correct.
We're not only earning money for ourselves, we're earning enough so that we can share to the community. And that gives us a purpose that will keep us going in spite of all this craziness that's happening around us.
Correct. It's the core of what we do. It's our why. Very important, Doc Anton. In fact, I feel like before I start crying, because I'm so touched with our conversation, I wanted to talk about, Doc Anton, what we're doing and to get everybody excited, right? So to our dear listeners, actually, so Doc Anton and I have been talking about, you know, Yellow Boat of Hope, what they're doing and how My Dream in a Shoebox would like to support them and continue supporting their mission of empowering youth across the country. We also wanted to share with you what we are doing differently this year to be able to not only uplift our children in our communities, but to also uplift our parents and teachers, especially our teacher heroes, right? as we overcome, you know, the second year of the pandemic and really truly move out of the pandemic in a safe and in a safe way so that we can also do continuous learning. So very quickly, I wanted to share with you what our goals are for this year. My Dream in a Shoebox is very, very proud to be an amazing partner of Yellow Boat of Hope, right? We are going to continue empowering our children all over the nation. And by doing that, also, of course, helping our dear parents and teachers by doing a fundraiser for eHubs and scholarships for our dream scholars across the country. They are in various far-flung communities. Doc Anton have already talked about them so much. And what we want to do is to continue with that mission. So once again, we are doing two fundraising activities. A fundraising activity for two initiatives. One is the building of our eHubs, and one is to continue supporting our dream scholars across our communities. Now, I have with me Doc Anton because he's the best person to talk about our eHubs. It's actually a new initiative of Yellow Boat of Hope. We started talking about it last year, but this year we want to make it a possibility. So Doc Anton, can you please tell our listeners what an eHub is and how it can support our communities? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity again because I'm very excited to talk about the eHub. Because I've said after listening to the teachers at the start of the pandemic, we started sending them printing solutions. But we after a while, we noticed that it's not enough. The kids were not able to submit their modules. They were not able to research because not all kids have a laptop. Not all kids had gadgets. That's why we're able to partner with some institutions and businesses wherein, you know, you trade in your old cell phones and you buy new ones, and these old ones will go to the community. So we did that. We were able to do 500, and we saw how those gadgets were a very played a crucial role in their answering of the modules because they can already do research with those. But we cannot give that to 50,000 kids. We cannot do that. We cannot simply do that or much less give laptops to 50,000 kids or even connectivity to 50,000 kids. So we thought of why don't we establish a Yellow Boat of Hope educational hub, that's eHub, wherein we'll have a room, we'll convert one room into a eHub learning center. We'll put in 6 laptops with all the programs in and a 1-year free Wi-Fi connectivity, a printer, and some thermometers, alcohol, just to make sure that it's still safe. And the schools were responsible to in converting that room, putting some dividers in and make sure there were social distancing being followed. There's only 6 kids allowed in 1 hour in that room. And also, we made sure that there's a Yellow Boat or paddler there or a teacher to guide the students in case they need help. So instead of giving one each to everyone, and that's the ultimate dream of everyone, we established the eHub. And having an eHub was very useful because we saw it in our community who are already enjoying the eHubs. It's not only the kids who are helping or who being helped. Actually, the teachers who had to attend series of Zoom meetings, webinars on how to adapt to the new normal, new teaching methods, they have been using that. Because even teachers, they don't have, not all teachers have the connectivity. But since we provide that and they have the laptop, they can even attend. Not just the teachers, even the parents who are being trained by on how to be parent teachers, or even the barangay captain who need to connect to the DLG when they're teaching them on how to keep your community safe. So it's really, it became the community's connection to the outside world. And during calamities, they get their firsthand information there also. So the eHub is not just an educational hub. It became a source of hope and inspiration for everyone, for the community, That's why we're very excited about providing the eHub, and we've grew from just one eHub that's at, on a trial basis. Now we have already 20 functioning, and four more are being are in the process of being set up. So that's 24. So that's 24 eHubs all over the Philippines. But it looks like a very good achievement. But remember, we have over 120 adopted schools and growing every week. So we would like to continue doing that. And there's been innovation on that too, like in Don Sol. We have one company who sponsored a mobile eHub. What we did was to build a tricycle, and the tricycle is solar powered also. We have a solar power generator, inverter, and we have 6 laptops. We have connectivity. And what this mobile eHub do is to go to barangays. So instead of kids going to school to use the eHub, we bring the eHub to them. And that will solve a lot of problems, because in areas where there's hard lockdown and kids cannot go, the eHub will be the one to go there and set it up. There's a, included in that eHub is a tent where they can set up, put 6 chairs, and they can already use their laptop. And that tricycle has a smart TV also. So excuse me, it has a smart TV, and they can play modules. They can actually teach anywhere also using the program. So they can show the modules created by our partner, AHA Learning Center, so that they can continue learning. So really, need is the mother of all inventions. And yeah, and that's what we get if we listen to our community, and the solutions they give to us are really endless.
That's absolutely amazing. So to our dear listeners, now you know why we are so we are so inspired to raise funds. As Doc Anton mentioned, these eHubs or educational hubs, ladies and gents, will really help, you know, not only our students but our communities, our teachers, to be to have access actually to the learning that they need and the training that they need, right? And actually, Doc Anton, even, you know, post pandemic, because that's we're all praying for, these educational hubs can really be a game changer for those communities as they continue, you know, really accessing, right, digital means for either education or anything that will build up the community. Yeah. So you heard it from Doc Anton himself, ladies and gents. We already have 20 functioning eHubs. 4 are on upcoming. The way, right? Are coming. But guess what? We have 120 adopted schools and coming, right? And rising. So we really need your help, ladies and gents, to make this a reality for all communities. We truly believe that education, universal access to education, and and training for our teachers can really make a huge difference. And now, as we move out of the pandemic, you know, these are ways that we can truly progress. It seems as if time had stopped. A lot of the challenges that Doc Anton had mentioned earlier, but this is a way that we can truly make a difference. So, yes, Doc Anton, we're very much with you in building those hubs.
Yeah, actually, what you mentioned is a common question, because it's setting up an eHub is not, it's not cheap. it costs over 100. But their main question, what will happen to these eHubs once there's face-to-face learning already? A lot of these schools don't even have computers. They have computer lessons, but you what's so funny is they type on a cardboard that has the semblance of a keyboard. That's where they type. And they never seen one. And it's not only the students. Some teachers have not put their hands on a laptop. So even if the pandemic is over, we can turn this into a computer learning center, and they can learn this. It's their connection to the world. They can still research even if it's not pandemic anymore. They still need that, and they would still need trainings. And one thing nice about the eHubs, we're able to do trainings on not just on with the teachers, but also connect students to students outside of the Philippines. We have a community in Pakistan who will be having a face-to-face meeting with the kids here in the Philippines because they want to share how COVID changed their lives. And these are really amazing opportunities for the kids to broaden their horizon. And
absolutely.
This, yeah, when we started this, we never thought about this, but you know, one thing gives birth to another, and now we're just endless possibilities with the eHub.
And very sustainable too, Doc. Yeah. Anton, because you know, with digital transformation, really, I mean, making waves across the economy and across the world, right? There is really a demand for more access. So yes. Truly on my end, you know, this is not just a pandemic need. This has been a need.
Yeah.
Actually, like what you said, this has been a need ever since. Our far-flung communities do not have access to this tech, but we were, you know, pushed forward and we had to innovate right away if we wanted our kids and our teachers trained and to continue learning. So for me, Doc Anton, it just paved the path for what was truly meant to happen. So yes, Educational Hubs, ladies and gentlemen, is our big and main push for My Dream and Shoebox and Yellow Boat of Hope partnership this year. But I also have to share with you, and this will definitely make Doc Anton very happy, is we also want to continue, ladies and gentlemen, with sponsoring our Dream Scholars with their education for an entire year. For only 2,500 pesos per child, you are already able to provide very much needed support for their education. The donation actually finances the children's supplies, the transportation to getting the modules. I mean, Doc Anton has already shared earlier how our teachers are, you know, driving the boats, right? To be able to transport the different modules. We also have hygiene kits and also self-learning modules that can really help our kids continue with their education. Right now, guys, we are not yet out of the pandemic. So our children still need our support to be able to continue with their learning. But more importantly, I would like to share what Doc Anton mentioned earlier, their mental health. Having these supplies and these different kits will really truly help them continuously develop despite the noise and the scary world that's really out there. So once again, we are supporting our Dream Scholars. These are 10 scholars per community. And we have actually been supporting 10 communities all over the Philippines. But of course, it doesn't stop there. Sabi nga ni Doc Anton, they have a lot of adopted schools and it grows by the minute. So if we are able to raise more funds, we will be able to you know, help and uplift even more Dream Scholars. So this has been our project since 2009. Our goal really, ladies and gentlemen, of supporting our scholars and communities across the country to make their dreams come true and to make a bigger impact in our community will never dim because, you know, as Doc Anton mentioned, as long as there's hope, you know, nothing really is impossible. So Doc Anton, what would you like to leave our listeners with for the rest of the week as we inspire them to, you know, to sail with us in this journey?
Yeah, in a lot of times when you go to communities, when you go there, you see nothing but darkness, nothing but poverty. But it is during these times that even a flicker of hope can brighten a surrounding. Yun talaga yung key takeaway ko in visiting. That's why I love visiting communities because it makes everything okay. It makes things that happening around you very ano bang sabi nila, yung mga, you know, things that you're going through. It makes it very, sabi nga nila, parang non-consequential when you see the problem in the community. You know, every day they have to fight against hunger. Every day they have to fight against, you know, the parents have to fight about where to get food to put it on the table. They have to fight with issues like they cannot find a job anymore. The mother cannot go to the market and sell vegetables anymore. So all these things are very, well, brings darkness to the community. But when you bring hope to those community, you can see, you can feel the upliftment of the spirit. Sabi nga nila eh, sometimes all these kids need is somebody to believe in them. And it's okay. Suddenly, walang problema. Yung mga scholarship na yan, it plays a big role. If you think about it, 2-5, that's just like what? 1 meal? Diba? Not even 1 meal. May probably, kung nagde-date ka, you'll be spending more than that. But to a family that that is really in need, 2-5 it's a big deal. It can mean that the kids continuing their education because they have a notebook to write on, they have a pen to write on. So sometimes we might think that 2-5 ano yan, parang wala lang yan, but to them that is a matter of continuing education and not continuing education. And we hope we continue providing that hope. We continue to provide that light. We cannot brighten up the whole world, but at least let us brighten the world of one child. And that is enough. If we can change the life of one child, for me, that's enough accomplishment already. But we'd like to invite more people to join us and join Team Asia in brightening communities, more communities, because really there's so much help that we need to bring in. There's so much hope and there's so much things we can do together.
Absolutely, absolutely. You couldn't have said it more perfect, Doc Anton. My heart sings because it's really true. A lot of the things that Doc Anton mentioned about being able to help people and make a difference, you know, I grew up learning that phrase, you know, we can help and always make a difference. And I've always thought, how can we make a difference when there's just so much, as you mentioned, Doc Anton, darkness. It's like, how do we save the world? But you know what? It all boils down to that mission. If you truly believe that we have a purpose here that is bigger than all of us, we're actually really able to make it happen. And I have to say that finding Yellow Boat as our partners for My Dream in a Shoebox has increased really the impact that we have been able to do and make in our communities. I don't want to stop with just one difference. Like what you said, Doc Anton, right? We may not be able to light up the whole world, but just lighting up one child's life is a game changer. On my end, I would just like to piggyback on what Doc Anton said. My food for thought this year is, or this week, it could be for this year. let's light up one child. Let's light up the light of one child. But why stop with making one difference if we can make it more?
More.
So stop thinking of making a difference. Let's start making differences and let it shine and sail, because as long as there is hope, nothing is impossible. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Doc Anton of Yellow Boat of Hope. Doc Anton, thank you so much for joining us today. Where can more people find out about Yellow Boat of Hope?
Yes, they can go to our Facebook page. We're very lucky to have a very active social media manager and community manager, Rain. They're just working really wonderfully. And of course, Colleen will be there to answer you. You can send us an email, chief.hopepaddler@yellowboat.org. Like our pages, Yellow Boat of Hope, we're on Instagram and on Twitter. And also our website is www.yellowboat.org. And don't forget to click on that donate button.
You really, heard it.
Really, every great story starts when someone decides to care and you can be that person. And believe me, it starts small. And before you know it, you're helping a whole community, not just one person. Because helping is very infectious also. Yeah, it gives you that boost that you need, especially during this dark time. So head off to our Yellow Boat of Hope Facebook page.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doc Anton. I love what you said. You know, every great story starts when you care. And so on that note, start caring. And also be inspired by the stories of Doc Anton and myself. Please join the mission. We're very, very, very inspired by it. But more importantly, it just lifts us up because we're able to lift others up. So head on over as well to My Dream in a Shoebox if you also want to be able to donate. We have two causes once again. We want to build e-hubs for Yellow Boat of Hope, for our teachers, parents, and our students. And of course, also help us in continuing the education of our Dream Scholars. Again, we are also raising funds for our 10 Dream Scholars per community, and we are supporting 10 communities across the Philippines. So head on over also to www.teamasia.com/shoeboxcampaign. We're also on Facebook, we're also on Instagram, and we're just around to spread the love and the sparkles and the hope. So on that note, this is Bea Lim and Doc Anton Lim. Yes, we're not related, but it feels like we are. We're cut from the same cloth, right? We are here to sign off for now. But once again, don't forget to click on that Donate Now button. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
A great week ahead. Stay safe and remember to tune in to Breakfast to Business for more talk on life, on shop, on advocacies, and on how to be real. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Ciao.
Ciao. Thank you, Bea. Thank you, Team Asia. Bye-bye.
That's it for today's episode of B2B Breakfast to Business with your morning girl, Bea Lim. Please don't forget to tune in to Team Asia's social media accounts to keep yourself updated on these breakfast happenings. Remember to stay safe. See you again soon here at B2B Breakfast to Business. Thank you. Ciao. Breakfast to